Calling It with Ivan Yates and Sean Defoe. A News Talk original podcast.
It's Sean Defoe here.
And I'm Ivan Yates.
And this is Calling It, your News Talk original podcast, where we're drilling down into all 43 Dáil constituencies ahead of polling day. What's the lay of the land? Who's running? Who's likely to get in? And what's the geography?
And then I'll be calling it, trying to name the TDs that'll be victorious on polling day in all 174 seats.
So this is Tipperary South. Now, obviously, there's a bit of change here. We've done our Tipperary North episode already, and you can scroll back and listen to that if you're in that part of the constituency. So Tipperary has been split in two. It goes from a single five-seater to two three-seat constituencies, one in the north and one in the south. So the lower half of Tipperary returns to being a three-seater. It was in the past, of course, based around the towns of Tipperary, Cashel and Clonmel as your main population centres. Two of the five sitting TDs, Martin Brown and Matthew McGrath, are seeking re-election here, and there are 13 candidates on the final ballot paper, one of the smaller candidate lists across the country. So your candidates are 2024: Martin Brown of Sinn Féin, Michael Murphy for Fine Gael, Seamus Healy, Independent, Imelda Goldsborough of Fianna Fáil, Matthew McGrath, Independent, Michael Chicken Brennan for Labour, John O'Heaney, the Independent, John McGrath of the National Party, Miriam Madigan for the Green Party, Nadeline Webster of Independent Ireland, Bill Fitzgerald, also an Independent, and Rosemary McClone of Aintoo. So this is, there's already an open seat here because we only have two outgoing TDs, Ivan.
Yeah, a rising star for Fine Gael here. Write down the name, someone you haven't heard of, but he will be a TD, Michael Murphy. Garrett Ahern was the senator, and he was, of course, related to the former Theresa Ahern, who was a TD in my time, who tragically died very young after a long illness. Garrett was surprisingly upended at the selection convention, and Michael Murphy got it. And all the smart people in Fine Gael said to me, watch this guy Murphy. He topped the poll in the Clonmel area, taking on right, left and centre, taking on, you know, all the heavyweights, Independents, Fianna Fáil, everybody. And I think he's going to be elected. There's none of the Lowry factor that complicates North Tipperary, where it's really a Fine Gael vote that Lowry has got. So that's the first call I'm making, is that this shiny new penny, ideally located in the biggest population area as a full-time constituency office, Michael Murphy is going to be vying with Matty McGrath to top the poll, but will get elected.
Yeah, he's, for people who aren't very familiar with him, he is a councillor. He's been on Tip Council since 2009, topped the poll in Clonmel in 2024. He had almost two quotas on his own, total of 2,740 votes. Contested the 2011 general election back in Tip South, and he got 5,400 votes that time, finishing fourth in a three-seater. 2011, last time Fine Gael won a seat in the Tipperary constituency.
Yeah, and that's mostly down to when it was a county five-seater, Lowry was just cannibalising the vote. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is, will Matty McGrath hold on? Will he? What? Of course he will. He is one of the most high-profile rural independents, insofar as that, you know, if there's a bun fight, if there's, even in Ross Gray, which is no longer in his constituency, he was leading, you know, the hotel being taken over for a migrant centre. Who was there with the microphone in hand? Only the bowled Matty. He has a colourful turn of phrase. You know, some people think these are the circus clowns in Irish politics, but actually down the country they like, you know, he's their circus clown, if you know what I mean. And so he's Clonmel's answer to democracy. I believe he will hold a seat. He's an assiduous constituency worker. So on the Care side, on that side of Clonmel, he has all that cleaned up, that rural heartland, and he'll get a good mix everywhere and is probably taking most of his votes from Fianna Fáil.
Yeah.
So what Lowry's doing to Fine Gael, he's doing to Fianna Fáil. And since he's been on the scene as an independent, there hasn't been a Fianna Fáil TD in this constituency. But this time, they're trying to tell me, this is where Martin Mansra used to be. Do you remember him? So that this was his bailiwick. It wasn't a safe seat ever, but so they say Imelda
Goldsborough. Goldsborough.
But what area do you have her down as?
Imelda Goldsborough, she first won her council seat in Carrick-on-Shore in 2014, defended it twice since, topped the poll with 20% of the vote, 21% of the vote on both occasions. She was in the 2020 general election. She was Jackie Callaghan's running mate for the south end of the constituency, where she polled 5%.
So she is in the eastern end, right? The eastern end. So you're getting into Waterford now.
Yeah.
So Michael Chicken Brennan for Labour is standing for Labour in Carrick-on-Shore, and she's standing on that eastern side.
Just to very brief, because you mentioned it, right? People are going to go, Michael who? Michael Chicken?
Chicken,
he got the nickname. He's had the nickname since he was 4 years old. He had a cousin that was also called Michael Brennan, and to tell them apart, they called the cousin Foxy Chicken and Michael Chicken.
And chips. Okay. So basically, I'm assessing Imelda here. And Imelda, I think, is 1-4 favourite to get to be a TD on some betting list that I looked at. I can't see it. I cannot see it. I don't think there's a big enough area under. I don't think that area can elect a TD. And you know what? She's been knocking around for a while. So I'm sorry. The other one I'm sorry about is Martin Brown. So Martin Brown is the really unexpected. This was another of the
Sinn Féin wave.
My Sinn Féin source gave a 0 out of 10.
Right.
You know, I mean, no chance. And he got elected. This was back in 2020. I think he has to lose maybe four. Did he get 14,000 votes?
By the end he had. So he had 10,000
votes.
Yeah, and he got there on the eighth count when Seamus Healy was eliminated. He got to 14,000. Like you say, he's based in Cashel. He's been chair of the Oireachtas Public Petitions Committee, where he's gotten probably more grief than any other committee chair from everyone else poking at him throughout the term of this dole.
Yeah, no, I put it like this. He's in the hunt and he's a prospect and he's done nothing wrong. Throw into the mix Seamus Healy. So Seamus Healy was a TD in 2000, 2007, and he has the Workers and Unemployed Action Group, WUA.
Yeah, he lost the seat in 07, won it back in 2011, kept it till 2020, and then lost it again.
So he's a septuagenarian. So, as I said about Wallace, when you're in your 70s and you haven't been a TD for a while, it gets a lot harder. If you're Pat the Cope Gallagher or if you're Brendan Smith, you know what I mean? There might be a way back, but I'm not really feeling it. I originally thought there has to be a left-wing seat here, but I think the steam in Clonmel between Matty and Michael Murphy, there's not a lot left. And so therefore, I think he's slightly past his sell-by date. In fact, it'll be interesting to see who's higher, Martin Brown or Healy, and one could push the other.
Yeah, he did get a good vote in Clonmel and the locals because he did come back and contest and he got 19.4% of the vote and won a council seat back. But as you say, you're dealing with bigger beasts when you get to a general election.
Yes. So the guy I'm warming to. So this guy came on my radar. I was doing some event and this fella came up to me and he put a business card in my pocket and he said, I'm going to be a TD. And of course, he had such an impact on him, I instantly forgot his name. But the point about it is, I was busy at the time. And then I met a few people who said, have you heard of this John O'Heaney guy? And I said, no, tell me about him. Well, he got, I don't know how many thousand votes in the local elections.
2,500
votes. Yeah, and he has a whole area, Tipperary town into Cashel, entirely in the west of the constituency, all to himself. Then another source said to me, do you know this John O'Heaney guy? He's really well connected with the GAA. Now, I know the Premier County are in the doldrums a bit, particularly in the hurling sphere. But the reality is that he has wide connections. He was originally in Fine Gael, so he's going to get some of the gene pool Fine Gael vote. And the wisest of them all, you know who you are, Tom. Tom said to me, and he knows this area inside out, that while people are saying it'll be Imelda will get the last seat, I think it could well be John O'Heaney. So I'm calling it for Matty McGrath, Michael Murphy and John O'Heaney.
Yeah, this guy, he's kind of fascinating because he's one of those guys who came in absolutely nowhere, newcomer to politics and gets 2,500 votes. And he seemingly has appeal across the rest of the constituency. So very interesting.
He had
guy.
A good job, I think, as a teacher and he's gone full time into this.
Right.
And has a powerful organisation on the ground of friends and family and so on and GAA people. Put it like this, it's hearsay. But people are telling me he's going to clean up in the western side of the constituency, in Cashel or Tip. And I think he'll do for Martin Brown. and I think he'll get elected. And I think when Martin Brown goes out, he'll transfer to him on the basis of geography. Like, Tipperary is such a big county. Yeah. Not only is it taken two constituents, like, you know, you have Nina, you have Ross Cray, you have Clonmel, you have Thurles, you have Carrigan-Shore. You know, it's just, you know, and then you have the Boroughs of Keynes. It is just a massive geographic area and people vote local. And I think the people of West Tipperary are going to elect a TD.
What kind of an independent is he? Because obviously now you have two independent seats and a three-seater.
Well, someone who's getting votes that fast is he's a kind of whatever you're having yourself independent.
Right. He's
the best type. When he's talking to a Fianna Fáiler, he's a Fianna Fáiler. When he's on a Fine Gael, and he could do anything. What, right. What did you want me to be?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Find out what people want and give it to them. Golden rule of politics.
There you go. Okay, so the Tipperary South three seats are going to Michael Murphy of Fine Gael, are going to John O'Heaney, the independent, and Matty McGrath, the other independent in this constituency. There you go. Someone you didn't hear, probably hadn't heard of when you started this podcast. That's it for this episode of Calling It, a News Talk original podcast produced by Mark Simpson and Jess Kelly. New episodes dropping every few days on whatever platform you use. So don't forget to subscribe.
Calling It with Ivan Yates and Sean Defoe, a News Talk original podcast.